views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Millionaire Imprint for Women. This empowering radio show is about imprinting wealth for women, inspiring women of all ages to heal their karmic debts, to transcend the shame of poverty consciousness that women have lived with for centuries. It's time for women, for you to have a new relationship with money, to be smart with your money, to invest, to save, and to watch your money grow as you build your new empire, leaving legacies that you're proud of. Join Marty, Michelle, and Cornelia Fridays from 1 to 2 on The Cornelia Stephanie Show at Transformation Talk Radio. Are you in?
Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Cornelia Stephanie Show. I am with my co-host, Marty Rogers, and you are listening to The Millionaire Imprint for Women. I'm so excited, Marty, for this show.
I'm so excited. I've been really looking forward to this.
Yes.
And I know that you have too.
Yeah. And I just want our audience and our listeners to be able to be, if you're available to grab a pen and a paper, there's going to be things definitely that you're going to probably hear today for the first time.
Yes.
You want to take notes because the title itself today is really the first time I've ever heard of this. What is your financial independent number? So I know, Marty, you're going to be educating us on this today. Helping us with finding out what our financial independent number is. But I want to first talk about what the episode description today is about. Most individuals and families and businesses are financially underprotected and living with too much debt. Many are not consistently saving, they have no plan, and sadly, they are not sure what to do about it. When we're empowered with clear financial understanding and proper financial needs assessment, we can more easily identify key areas of our financial health that need attention, such as cash flow, debt management, emergency fund, proper protection, building wealth, preserving wealth. And once you know your financial independent number, you can apply the wealth building habits that Marty's going to share with us so that you can start soaring to the highest heights of your financial future. And that is what this season 2 of The Millionaire Imprint really is all about, to assist you with building that foundation on a solid ground to where you can feel financially secure. Right, Marty?
Yes, that's powerful. There's a lot there. And it can be broken down in a simple way. And very few people, I find, disagrees with what you just read back to us. Because if you think about it, you know, largely most people are underserved. If they're underserved, underinformed, they're underprotected. And when people are not informed financially, that's when they're really exposed to every risk out there. So we basically bring that educational approach. And it really starts with knowing what your financial independent number is, and then structuring it from that position and planning from where you are today.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. So what are the consequences, Marty, of not knowing and not making financial well-being a priority?
Well, you know, we use money on a daily basis, right? And when people don't know how to leverage it, how to produce enough of it, how to use it in a disciplined way consistently, that's when they're subject to, if unexpected emergencies come up, that's going to be the first thing where the carpet is pulled. And when you don't plan, that's what happens. Now, I'm not assigning blame. Unfortunately, those of us who are not informed were never, ever put in the position to learn it. It's not in schools, you know. Educators themselves, I find, are, you know, perplexed by it. So not being able to understand it, you're at risk of not keeping it too, because you don't know what tax shelters are available, and the risks, the fees that are involved in even trying to plan. Because there's people who, I was one of them for many years, trying to do the right things and realizing, looking at the big picture, oh, my savings, my investment is not as secure as I thought it was. So.
Yeah, that's a whole another subject there, yeah, that we can, you know, that we can talk about. But you know, like one of the things that runs through for me right now is, Marty, your sound is still clicking. So just so you know,
okay.
One of the things that's really, really important, you said it, it's not about blame. We're talking about empowerment here of the highest order.
Absolutely.
So that you know that you can build your financial security and your financial empire, your financial well-being, your legacy, all of it on solid ground from a place of being empowered and being informed. Because in the old world, for how we have lived for a long time, even, you know, people of my age and then our parents' age and then of the age before then. And so it's like really looking at getting really educated and empowered on how we want to relate with money. And right. And so that is part of, you know, it's not about pointing the finger and blaming anyone. It's really about going, okay, where can I, what do I need to know here? And again, it begins with changing your relationship with money, which all the season one shows assisted us with, and really so that you can feel good about the energy of money. And now that has taken place, and if you haven't done that, go back and listen to all those podcasts, because there was so much great information shared. And now, you know, with Marty and Michelle sharing with us really on how to grow, how to secure, how to plan, and how to invest, so that that you can embrace this financial concept and establish lasting results.
You're 100% right, and I think, like we've spoken about before, the last few days even. When people understand just how they need to be thinking about how much their future is going to cost, how much they need to prepare, what the gaps are. And that's why I bring this topic relentlessly this year for 2019, because I've got a big vision, not only for myself, but other people as well. And I know that we both share that vision. And when people are clear about it, and are given the means to determine what that is, that's when strategies start to line up in a more ease-like way to help them get more free from debt, help create increased cash flow. And then the realization during that process of, I may need to see how I can increase my cash flow, because inflation is rapidly, you know, getting away from what people's incomes are. And like I said to you, I don't know if you recall this, it's not so much a debt concern or money concern, it's an income concern. The others are important too, but with people having sustainable, consistent cash flow, that is key.
Are you finding that a lot with the people that you are supporting and helping? Because I know that you're helping a lot of people.
Yes.
Are you finding that a lot, that it's not so much, you know, because there's a lot of people that have debt. It's not, yes, not so much that, but that it's really an income.
That's part of it. That's part of it. And there's things that we see. There's both things that are like the enemy, you know, against building wealth. People not knowing, that's the first thing. Second one is not having the discipline to consistently save. And the third one is not having the discipline and not having, you know, the long view picture of it, having that habit.
Yeah.
And making maybe poor decisions around it. Especially a lot of people that I know and a lot of people that I work with have their own business. So a lot of responsibilities kind of like, you know, defaulted to their responsibility. And without having the right tools and enough of them, that can hinder them.
Well, I find that too, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs, especially women entrepreneurs.
Yes.
You know, we've talked about this many times.
Yes.
Women not being paid the same value as men and not being able to get the financing of what it is that they need in order to get their businesses off the ground, you know, because the playing field hasn't been equal in our patriarchal society, right. To say the least, you know, because we have lived in a man-dominated world. And, you know, we haven't flipped that yet. That hasn't even really happened yet. We're in the middle of that. But first, you know, we had to really take ownership and empower women to not feel bad about where they are and to educate women.
Absolutely.
And they are smart with money and that they can do everything that men have been able to do and even greater.
Right.
And so, you know, because women are risk takers, you know, they are risk takers. And women are also, didn't you give us the stat in that in the early beginning, you know, women make most of the, what is it, 95% of the women make financial decisions in a household.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
So women really need to be empowered. And wherever it is right now in your life that you're feeling like overwhelmed by this whole financial piece, like you don't know where to begin, it's just too much. You don't know where your income is coming from, or the debt is too much, or you're an entrepreneur, or you've got, you know, mortgage that you're way living way beyond your means.
Yes.
You know, wherever you are is the perfect place to begin. And the place to begin is to really just choose to say, I'm changing this in my life and I am going to be courageous and I'm going to look at what it is that I need to do to shift this.
Yes.
And
absolutely. Absolutely. And I'll just add to that, you know, I said the three things that hinder that growth of wealth, and the things that aid it is you take your income and we show you how to save it and we help you position it for long term so that it can accumulate over time. We've mentioned before, I'll mention it again. Mm-hmm. We emphasize the power of time and interest working in your favor to grow your investment in savings in a protected way that suits your goals and dreams. And that's a one-to-one subject, you know, based on every single person has their own needs, right? So yours and mine, our plan wouldn't look the exact same, right? Mm-hmm. We have different needs and, you know, different, you know, assets. So
I'm just wondering, like, you know, what a person would think, like, let's just say that they have, you know, an income problem, like you said.
Yes.
The income isn't there. And so, of course, then if they have an income problem, and let's just say they have a lot of debt or they have debt, and then if they already have an income problem, then they wouldn't be so encouraged. They wouldn't feel so encouraged to contact you per se, to, you know, begin working with you because they do have an income problem and there is debt. And so they're thinking, what?
Right. You know what? That's really great you brought that up because sadly, they're so overwhelmed by the crushing stress effects of debt because the interest is working against them in a compounding way. So if they don't have enough income coming in, every month the debt is growing based on the interest and the lack of being able to pay it. So people start to fall behind. So they're not even thinking that the Cornelia, the impact of this is loss of hope, loss of dreams, lost opportunity, lost sleep. I have chills right now. It's overwhelming. And so this really fuels me up to really want to help as many people as possible, you know? And I'm so glad that we have connected about this, because it just opens up the channels to give people that access to, for me, I would say, let's have a conversation about what options avail you to help get that debt cut down and paid off and cleaned up. And then from there, it opens their eyes, because they're not looking even like midterm to long-term, because they're being, that's being sheltered by their immediate stresses.
Yeah. And you know, we know that we're not in a time right now where we can not look at things and take care of things. We are really being asked to be good stewards of the land. Yes. And to really take care of things, take care of our land, take care of our homes, take care of our bodies, take care of our money, take care of our relationships, and empower ourselves no matter what. And it's like, no matter how bad it may be, I heard you say a few minutes ago that, you know, loss of sleep, stress, you know, that you were getting chills. And, you know, there's even loss of life.
Yes.
There's loss of life, because some people are so overwhelmed by this that they commit suicide, and relationships end because of this. There's all kinds of loss. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and even one of our other co-hosts, Michelle Boss, you know,
yes.
when she first started her journey to teaching what it is that she's teaching now, her story was similar in that when she was going through divorce as a single mother with two children, she didn't know how she was going to be able to make ends meet and how she was going to do it. But not until she looked at everything did she see, oh, I'm going to be okay. That yes. right away was an empowering thing.
And that so is empowering.
It is empowering. And that's why, like, having a phone conversation with you, Marty, a non-judgmental phone conversation.
I was just about to go there. Absolutely. Because, you know, you and I are both compassionate people. And we're not spectators either, you know. I think, you know, this is something where we're truly called, you know. We all have a story, you know. If I had no adversity in my life, just like yourself, we wouldn't be called to say, I need to step forward and give back. To say, listen, I feel like I have a debt to pay those who are struggling in ways that I may have before. Or I can recognize it through the pain of others. And the beautiful thing is I've witnessed people, I've helped people directly help recover from being in debt, helping them get sustainable income coming in, cash flow, and putting a plan in place, having a design that they can design their life. And it starts to have a snowball effect, you know. So we talk about the snowball effect in the opposite direction, but how about if we start to, like, help you get more oxygen? The air can be very, very thin, you know? And when we help people kind of breathe more easily and, like, oh, I can see if I go through this in 18 months to 3 years, I can have this debt thing behind me, and putting things in place and really putting in hope, even by one win.
That's beautiful.
By one win.
Yeah.
I love it. So,
and really, it's just a beginning, because, like you said it right there, as soon as you choose, as soon as you make that call, wouldn't it be greater to talk to somebody like Marty than it would be to talk to somebody like a creditor?
Let me help you.
Right? Wouldn't it be great to talk to Marty and get these creditors off your back? And, you know, work with Marty and she will help you set a plan. One of our other listeners, contacted me just a few days ago to tell me how much she enjoys the shows and how much you've helped her personally, and how her life has already changed just by, making those steps. And she said she certainly was in a complete state of overwhelm.
She was.
So I just want to, you know, share that, hey, yeah, even though if you're in overwhelm, that, you know, not looking at it or not taking action is not going to make it go away.
Right, right.
And it's actually going to be the thing that's going to keep you up at night.
It is. Like when you think of the other parts of your life, okay, there's the business money piece, right? Mm-hmm. And we have, you know, our families, our fun times, traveling, all those things are impaired by having our money being the issue that keeps us awake at night. Because if we want to travel, we won't be able to enjoy ourselves or even participate in it until these core things are addressed. And like I said, we're compassionate people and we really want to help people and advocate for them. There's no shame at all. In fact, it's like the sad thing is it's not even our fault. It's not their fault. Once we know, we know. And obviously we wouldn't do something to harm ourselves once we know with clear eyes the simplicity of making some small adjustments and being aware of how just the everyday things can work against us that we were never really programmed from the start to do it in a way that's going to keep us free and expanding with greater and greater ease and wealth.
You weren't taught how to do this from the time that you were a kid. Your parents weren't taught how to do this. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, and then life happened and then college took place and then relationships ended and then survival kicked in and then, you know, all these other things that happened. So it's not even about fault. It's not about blame. I was watching Michelle on Facebook this morning and she was talking about she's putting on an event and this is perfect because she's putting on an event and she's talking about, she's helping teens, young teenagers. She's opening up a thing, helping young teenagers begin. So can you imagine if we as young teens would have had that opportunity available to us so that before, you know, that it's even taught in schools. So even before we leave high school, that we've already got this down. This should have been taught in schools, just like emotional processing should be taught in schools.
Right.
And your negative limiting beliefs and all of these things that are powerful for you to be able to empower yourself and deal with your relationships that are, you know, whether it's your relationship with your money, whether it's your relationship with your, how it's, because it's all relatable. It's all relative, right? So that you're coming from a place of empowerment and not disempowered and coming from a place of victim.
Mm-hmm. And the truth is we already have the power. It's about working together to make it happen.
Yeah.
That's
what these shows we're doing with these shows and really bringing it on. So Marty, okay. Why don't you let our listeners know where they can, because you're offering a free gift.
Yes.
Consultation. So tell us about that.
Yes. So what I'm going to do in a short bit here is to give you a breakdown of what it takes to create your financial independent number to really understand what that is. So I'm going to give you a sample, you know, mm-hmm. And then after doing that, I will repeat again my contact so you can get in touch with me and I'll help you discover your number, your financial independent number, right? Mm-hmm. And then from there, we can assess your needs and then understand of like have a roadmap of how you can get there.
Yes.
So I think that is a powerful gift for everybody to have a clear vision, no matter what, of what their number is. You're a very, you know, global minded person. And you just said today at the very beginning, I've never heard that before.
Yes. I've never heard it.
It doesn't surprise me. But then again, if I think like, it just magnifies the gravity of our situation here. You know, you have exposure to so many people across the world. And it's just something not talked about. And it needs to be talked about. Whether someone becomes a client or a partner, they deserve to have the gift of having their number.
That's true. It's so true. It's,
you know, because at some point, maybe 3 months, a year from now, they'll come back and say, you know what? I never forgot what you gave me.
Yeah. And yeah. Even, you know, I mean, I just think that, you know, I you're going to tell us about the,
I am.
Yeah. Did you want to go into that now or did
sure.
you?
Sure. I don't know if we're going to take a commercial break or not, but, if you want to,
we skipped the first break and
okay.
So we have a few minutes left, but if you want to wait until we come back from break or do you,
why don't we wait until after, if we have just a short few minutes, I want to have a little bit more than just a couple of few, because that way people can assimilate it, you know?
Right. So. You don't want it to be broken up. Right.
Right.
So actually then what we're going to do, we're going to actually take a break early.
Okay.
And we're going to take a break. And then when we come back, we're going to really dive in deep into finding out about the financial independent number, what your number is. And it's so awesome to
have something to write notes with. So yeah.
Okay.
Yourself.
Okay. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm with Marty Rogers and we'll be right back.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmain.com.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot, metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
Like the branches of a tree, universal knowledge, insight, and wisdom must be weaved together to bring forward to others. If you live in the Western Washington area, you will want to make the trip to Auburn and visit the new Alchemy of the Goddesses Center. Now open and offering healing sessions, classes, crystals, books, oils, and more. Find out more about the center. Visit alchemyofthegoddesses.com. That's alchemyofthegoddesses.com.
We're back. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and I'm with Marty Rogers, and we're talking about what's your financial independent number. So Marty's going to tell us.
Yes, thank you. So yeah, to discover your financial independent number is a very simple process. It's a process that I would wager probably 9 out of 10 people have never even pondered the questions for themselves. Mm-hmm. So for the purpose of this discussion today, I wanted to use a scenario of somebody who I recently spoke to in the last week or so. Okay. And that way one can take whatever time now or afterwards for their own. And if they want to work with me, they absolutely can do that too. So when you're determining your financial independent number, there's some questions that you need to have an answer to. So let's say the question would be, what would be your preferred anticipated retirement age?
Oh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what is your anticipated life expectancy? Like, at what age do you anticipate to live until?
Wow, I love that question.
Okay. That's interesting that you say that, because I don't want anyone to feel kind of like ill at ease, because these are not always such a comfortable thing to talk about, but it is important. I know talking to you right now and things that you've shared with us on radio, even, you really think like long-term, you know?
Oh yeah.
So you are a planner for sure, right?
Oh yeah.
And a really important question, if you're ready for this third one, is what is the minimum amount you want in accumulation for your retirement? Like, what would be that accumulated number that you have saved up to live the life that you want to live?
Yeah, I think that's a really important question, because that is not a question that people think about at all.
Right. So the process is a simple one, but would you agree that the questions can carry some weight to it?
Oh, the questions are amazing.
It's really important, and that's why I want to invite you to feel safe and comfortable, you know, to connect with me, and I'm willing to guide you through this. Right.
So, okay, how does it play out? So a person answers these questions, gives you answers, mm-hmm. right? And then how do you come up with the number?
I'm going to go through the formula right now. Okay. And there's another question I'm going to ask too.
Okay.
The next question is, at retirement, how much income do you want coming in monthly? Not how much you think you might be able to have come in, but how much do you want to come in? Which is a bit of a mind shift. So I'll go through those questions again. The first one is, what age do you want to retire? Second question is, at what age do you expect to live till? Third question, what is the minimum amount of money you want saved for your retirement at that time? And the last question I have here is, what is the amount of income you want coming into you monthly during your retirement? Okay, that was pretty clear, right?
Yeah.
So hypothetically, let's say we have a 33-year-old female who's has a good job, right? And she works full time. And this really did happen. I did ask this person. She's 33 years old. So she says she wants to retire at age 55. And she answered it from the perspective of what age would you like to retire? Not what age, you know, do you think you have to work until?
Mm-hmm.
She said her anticipated life expectancy is 85 years old. So nothing's carved in stone, right? So that means she would have 30 years in retirement. Okay?
Yes.
And she says she would like to have $900,000 saved for her retirement when she's 55 years old. She also says she would like $5,000 monthly of income to come to her. So, having said that, between now and 55 years old, she has 22 years. She's 33 now. So she has 22 years to have 900,000 saved. Okay, at age 55. So when I ask her, how much of that 900,000 do you have saved right now? She said, very little. Okay. So working out the mathematical equation here, she wants 5,000 a month, right? So between now and age 55, she would need to have saved, including the 5,000 for her 30-year retirement, 1.8 million.
And okay. This is plus, so the 5,000 plus the 900,000.
Yes.
Gotcha.
That's the 5,000 a month for 30 years.
Okay.
Now, it doesn't mean that she doesn't work. She could be, it doesn't mean when you're retired, you don't work. It just means you can work, but you're just doing it because you choose to.
It's extra. It's a
extra.
Bonus.
Yes. So that means if she needs to have 1.8 million to cover her 30-year retirement on her terms. See, this is 1.8 mil is her FIN number, her financial independent number.
I see. Okay?
So yes, it may be startling and maybe the numbers will change. It doesn't mean for sure, 55, but hey, if she desires that, it's not about she can't have what she wants. It's about finding a way to, you know, build that map to make it happen. So in order to have 1.8 million saved, that means she would have to have 81,000 saved per year for the next 22 years. And that means 8,600 a month saved. I'm sorry, that was like 68. Let me see. I did the math. I had it all written out here. Let's see. So 5K a month. And then that would be 1.8 million to cover the 30 years for 22 years to save. Yeah. So 8,600 a month. So that would mean that she would need to consider some ways of filling that gap. She's working full time. I'm going to slow this down a little bit. She's working full time. So when asked, based on what you're doing right now today, what could you do to make up the difference of that income? She's like, well, I might have to maybe get another job or ask for a raise. I don't think I'll get enough of a raise. But the time is a, you know, finite asset. So then you open the door into, I need to find a way to get more income consistently. So let's say she has a high income skill set and a passion for consulting, for coaching. Maybe she might be a artist where she could develop that high income skill to make consistently 10,000 a month, you know? So this could open up the doors to having a conversation. Not that I'm the expertise to consult with that, but just to help them bring me the answers of what they're skilled at, you know? So it's the power of leveraging your time and your high income skill that you can bring to the table to bridge that gap and actually make a more robust future. So this can be a powerful example and helps people to determine what numbers make the most sense for them to focus on. And we always find that they significantly underestimate what they need to save. So getting into the habit of saving is something that we've spoken about before. And the younger you are and the sooner you start, the better, because you're using time as a value so that it can compound over time. So there's a couple ways. There's investing it to save, but there's also implementing ways to increase your income. And that's really the area that I'm helping people focus on this year.
You're helping them increase their income?
Yes.
That's important to say. And how are you doing that?
Well, I am actually building a team of people in my organization. So I'm a licensed professional to help people understand their monies and to educate them and to put plans in place. It may not be for everybody, but it is an option that I'm meeting a lot of women who are having twin careers. A lot of women who are into coaching because they have a passion for helping people. I have a passion for coaches because I understand the value that they bring to the table. I am not a certified coach. I think that might be in my cards sometime down the road, but I really have personally experienced the value of coaching. I know that my income will be exponentially greater by working with a business coach for six months myself. So I understand the value of that. And I can speak to that directly as far as investing. You know, you can invest in investments that will make your money grow, you know, 6% to 12% possibly. But if you're investing in yourself to up-level yourself, to help other people get their financial goals in place or their personal goals, the return on that could be the difference between getting to your 10-year goal in business and having that shrink down to 2 years. So it can really be transformational.
So what I'm hearing you say, Marty, is that you help people two ways.
Yes.
One is to really, you know, identify what their
yes.
number is.
Yes.
And that getting those questions answered so that they can really take a really good look at where they are. So that's one thing, mm-hmm. getting out of debt, increasing their income. And then at the other end, you're assisting women with having a business where they can actually increase their income and start saving now,
yes.
in ways that they hadn't even thought of before, because they didn't even know that this existed and that this was there.
Absolutely. The woman that we mentioned, who I helped in the last 3 weeks, actually became a partner of mine. And she's a artist, and she has the spiritual component, but she also has a love for concepts to help her and her family to get ahead. And she loves to help people, and she's just a gem. In that case, that seemed to be a beautiful match, you know? And
yeah,
when someone like her can come to me and say, no, tell me more about what you're doing. I really love what you're doing. I really admire it. It's so authentic.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's a blessing.
Yeah, it is. So it's like, there's, like I said, there's two ways. You may be a person that may just want to sit with Marty and to be able to, you know, find out where you are so that she can assist you with, you know, clearing up your debt and getting everything in organized and putting it in order and all of that. And, or you may be someone that is also interested in, you know, pursuing, this career, you know, like a side gig, like a side hustle, if you will, that will also support you in helping other people. And at the same time, you know, bring income in for yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So let's give everyone, because we're getting ready to go to break,
okay.
but let's give everyone your contact information so that they can contact you and get started.
Absolutely. So my website is www.financialidentityforwomen. And I'm still working on that webpage, but there's going to be an option for you to put down your contact, and you'll be on my contact list, and you'll also receive a free e-copy of my upcoming book that's going to be released before February of this year, Financial Identity for Women. So that's financialidentityforwomen.com.
Yeah, and that's beautiful. And I was a part of when you came on the Millionaire Imprint for Women, that Financial Identity for Women was created. It was the name of it anyways.
It was.
I'm sure it was in place long before, but the name was. And it's just extraordinary, Financial Identity for Women. And fits perfectly with the Millionaire Imprint for Women.
It does. Thank you for saying that.
Fits perfectly. And you know, the woman that you were talking about, she needs 1.8 million. It's perfect for the Millionaire Imprint for Women. And this is exactly what we needed to do in season two to educate, inform, and empower women to build their legacies and build their financial empires according to how they choose to do it. Yes. So, right? We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thanks.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Miss any shows during the week? Don't worry, we've got you covered. Yahoo! With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand. Yes! Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
The Millionaire Imprint for Women, when I created the Millionaire Imprint for Women, that title, it was definitely a higher calling for me to create this show. At first, initially when I first began, I didn't know at first it was going to be just for women, but it really became clear after a while that that was the direction that it was going to go. And it's because I personally have chosen myself to become a millionaire. And you know, I'm 55 years old. I'm not a millionaire, but I am on my way. And so I am authentically sharing my path. And I'm invited other individuals to come in so that we can inspire you that if you chose that you wanted to become a millionaire also and follow the Millionaire Me Too movement, hashtag Millionaire Me Too, that you can choose to do it. And there's many ways. And this right here has tremendous value and is worth it.
Absolutely. Yeah, during the break, we were just talking about that. And you know, making that decision. A lot of people are a bit daunted or overwhelmed by the thought of becoming from where their situation is right now to millionaire. So in October, this just past October, this idea found me. It just came to me and it never left, nor did I ever apologize for it. So what my intuition vision was, is to develop 10 leaders between now and 2020 to be earning at least $100,000 a year. Mostly are women, but I'm going to tell you something. There have been a handful of men, male allies, that have approached me and said, I am all about what you're doing. So just to add that little bit there is that there's men who really want to see this happen to them.
Oh my gosh. There's so many men.
Yes.
Absolutely. 100% in support to see women empowered with money, but also for themselves, you know, because I also help smart, successful women, you know, shift their financial paradigm. And I get also approached by men who contact me and say, I want to do this too. So just because it says for women doesn't mean it's not for men. It's right. Just that women, it's time for women really to come into equality around.
Right.
But the men are absolutely 100% supportive and behind and also want to see this, because the men really want to see the women empowered.
And it directly blesses them too. And they know that.
Exactly.
So, you know, helping women shut the door on the 5-digit income forever, you know,
Oh my God.
Doesn't mean you have to be a wealthy person coming in. It's like, let's take care of this first.
Yeah.
Millionaire is there. So let's, you know, invite the women who are ready to claim that for themselves. We can lock arms and make it happen.
Marty, what's your website again, please?
Financial Identity for Women. And it's almost complete, but please put your contact. You can also find me on Facebook, Marty Rogers, M-A-R-T-I, last name Rogers, R-O-G-E-R-S.
Wonderful. And I just want to say that for people that want to receive, you know, input from the Millionaire Imprint and for women and some of the other podcasts we do, I have a newsletter. I'd like you to text the word Cornelia to the number 22828, and that signs you up to receive the weekly newsletters to keep you informed about the podcasts that are coming out. Next week, Friday, I'm going to be, it's going to be my turn to inspire and educate on the Millionaire Imprint for Women. And be sure to tune in at 1 o'clock during that time. And let's see, what else? We've got the Keeper of the Garden course that is continuously running. So you can go to my website at corneliastephanie.com. There is a tab, and the Keeper of the Garden course is a 21-day audio e-course that assists you with releasing emotional suppression, negative limiting beliefs, and really assists you in grounding in that center of peace and really choosing your world according to you and how you want to live. And so do you have final words, Marty?
I just can't wait to talk to people. I just feel like this whole surge of wave of women coming toward us and saying, help me be more inspired, more aware. And it doesn't take much time to really build a person up.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. So and we're definitely financially up-leveling. And so
we are. Absolutely.
We definitely are. And this has been an inspiring show. Very inspiring today, Marty. I appreciate your input on all of this and assisting us with getting clarity on our financial independent number. Thank you, audience, for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time.
Great to talk to you, and I'll be speaking to you soon.
Thanks so much for being part of Creating Wealth for All Women. Every Friday, you benefit from the experience of women who share their financial wisdom. This movement is not about accumulating wealth. It's about being paid doing what we love, being able to invest in the things women are passionate about. Our new collective story is women are powerful with money. Becoming financially literate is the key to your empowerment and financial freedom. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.